good afternoon and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Update. I am your host. My name is Chad Hastie. Thank you for taking a listen to today's podcast. Remember, you can find me on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. And of course, you can listen to the Chad Hastie Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11, right here on KFYO online, KFYO.com. And with the Radio Pop app. Speaking of apps, iOS 7 is out for iPhones, and it probably just wouldn't be right if I didn't go ahead and mention it. I went ahead and downloaded that for my iPhone 5, and so far, so good. Absolutely love it. It's fast. The animation's pretty cool. It's a huge upgrade, I think, over iOS 6 and previous versions. It's just absolutely a beautiful design. Makes your phone look like it's absolutely new, and I think a lot of people will enjoy it. I had a few people over Twitter ask me about battery life. I honestly have not had it downloaded long enough to play along with it and see how the battery is, but I will put it under some pretty heavy stress tonight and let you know about that later on for all of those who are like me and like to download as quickly as possible the latest and the greatest. I have some absolutely love technology, all kinds of new technology. I love it. And when iOS 7 debuted today, I'm a fan. So far, so good. It looks great. I expect Apple to even add to it some of the dynamic wallpapers. I expect them to add to that as well. People should be very, very happy with the new iOS 7, at least so far, from what I have seen, what I have played around with, it is pretty good. Lots of stuff happening. Tomorrow on the show, want to mention this. Mayor Glenn Robertson will join me. You know, LPNL, the chairman of the Electric Utility Board, had a few things to say about rhetoric. Well, joining me on tomorrow's show will be Mayor Glenn Robertson to respond to that, talk about other City of Lubbock news as well. You won't want to miss that. He will join me at 9:35. At 9 o'clock, we'll visit with our weekly guest, Stephen Orr from the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. He'll break down some of the high school football games, what to look forward to on that front. So if you'd like to hear about a particular school, let me know. Send me an email, chat@kfyo.com, or you can send me a tweet at ChatHGRadio, and I'll be sure to ask Stephen Orr about that on tomorrow's show at 9 o'clock. So if your kid goes to a school, if you're a big fan of a certain school here on the South Plains in West Texas, send me an email, let me know, and I'll be sure to get them to preview that game for you. Lots of stuff happening right now. There's a story from Fox News, House conservatives submitting a bill to replace Obamacare. Amid the defundant fight, a group of House conservatives introduced legislation that members say will replace Obamacare and its, quote, unworkable, end quote, taxes and mandates with a plan that expands tax breaks for Americans who buy their own insurance. Under the proposal, endorsed by the 175-member Republican Study Committee, Americans who purchase coverage through the state-run exchanges can claim a $7,500 deduction against their income and payroll taxes, regardless of the cost of the insurance. Families could deduct $20,000. The plan, which appears to be Congressional Republicans' first comprehensive alternative to President Obama's health care overhaul, also increases government funding for high-risk pools. The plan serves as a rebuttal to Obama's claims that Republicans just want to eliminate the health care law and aren't interested in replacing it. And it comes as House Republicans, on a different track, prepare to vote on a budget bill that would also defund the existing health care law. Democrats have vowed to oppose that bill, warning the strategy will risk a government shutdown. So we will see what happens with that. Statewide, this should serve as some big news down in San Antonio. The Attorney General's office unlikely to sue over a San Antonio ordinance, citing a late change in the non-discrimination ordinance for San Antonio that they recently passed. A spokesman for the Texas Attorney General's office said it's unlikely now that the suit will be filed. A clause that disallowed appointed city officials to demonstrate bias by word or deed was actually deleted from the ordinance before the City Council of San Antonio passed it on September 5th with an 8-3 vote. According to the Texas Tribune, this was a quote from Jerry Strickland, a spokesman for the AG's office, quote, "We are pleased the City Council heeded our advice and deleted this provision, which surely would have been grounds for a constitutional challenge to the ordinance. We will continue to review this ordinance and monitor the situation." So it looks like San Antonio will not be sued by the Attorney General's office. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio, and you can tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on KFYO. Remember, Mayor Glenn Robertson at 9:35. High school preview, high school football preview at 9:05 with my good friend Stephen Orr from the West Texas High School Scoreboard Show. If you want your school to be mentioned, got to get a preview, let me know. Send me an email, chad@kfyo.com. Hope you all have a fantastic Wednesday. We'll see you on Thursday.